24 minutes past seven now. And it was yesterday morning on the show that we brought you the news that Jeremy Vine will be taking part in this year's Strictly Come Dancing, the star of Panorama, and he presents some radio programme, apparently. But never mind that. We unveiled last week on this show the exciting news that our very own Charlotte Foote, the star of Breakfast in Dorset, will be competing in a Dorset version of Strictly Come Dancing.
Yes, Strictly Ballroom is raising money for Worldmark Hospice Care Trust, and myself and 15 other contestants are all hoping to lift the Glitter Ball trophy at the grand finale in November. Last Thursday was my first dance lesson, and if that wasn't nerve-wracking enough, I took my microphone along with me. Now, dance shoes, check. Leggings, check. Rhythm, well, we'll soon find out. Jazz hands, what are jazz hands?
Right, so, Charlotte.
Yes, Steve.
Exciting times.
Very.
I'm going to press this button.
Okay.
And this will make it all clear what is about to happen in your life. As if the wedding stuff wasn't distracting enough.
For the next 16 weeks, I'll be taking part in Worldmark's Strictly Ballroom competition with the hope of raising £1,000. The charity, which cares for patients with cancer and other terminal illnesses, needs to raise £10 every minute of every day to continue providing their services free of charge. Well, I've arrived in Charminster where our lessons are being held, and I'm joined by Worldmark's events fundraiser Katie Slade, who organises the competition. Just explain how it will work over the next 16 weeks, Katie.
Well, our fabulous dancers are going to have 16 lessons. And they'll have an hour's lesson each week with Eileen Spracklin and Gemma Fulbrook, who are dance teachers, who give their time up for free.
And it's all raising money for Worldmark Hospice Care Trust. Do you have a figure in mind of how much you'd like the competition to raise?
Well, obviously we'd like to raise as much money as possible, but I would say hopefully between £10,000 and £15,000 would be amazing.
And what will those funds be spent on?
Patient care across Dorset, whether it's in an inpatient unit, a daycare centre, or community nurses out in people's homes. So it will cover a broad spectrum of services across the county.
Well, I've got my dance shoes on, I've got my leggings, hopefully I've got some rhythm. Shall we go and find out?
Let's go.
I'm Eileen.
And I'm Gemma, Eileen's daughter. And we're in charge this year of teaching all the contestants their dances for the final in November.
So this is the second time you've taught the Worldmark Strictly Ballroom contestants. What was the standard like last time?
Well, the standard was very good, actually, for a first time. But if it's anything like the Strictly on television, the standard will get higher every year.
So lots to live up to. How are you going to make sure that our dancing skills are up to scratch, Gemma?
We're going to spend a lot more time this year because we know what we're getting ourselves into, because the last year was a bit of a trial run, wasn't it? So this year we've got a lot more time on our hands, and we've allowed that, and we're just going to spend a lot of time making sure they've got their routine from week 12.
So bearing in mind this is our very first lesson, are you going to be easing us in gently, Eileen?
Yes, the first 4 weeks are going to be general for everybody, nobody dancing with anybody in particular. And by week five, we will have decided who's dancing with who and who's dancing what. So, yeah.
And what will you be teaching us this evening, Gemma?
It's going to be a rock and roll jive, and we're going to do a bit of quick step, I believe.
Well, without further ado, shall we dance?
Yes,
let's
definitely
dance.
So we've just finished our first hour of training, Eileen. You've seen my moves. Have I got potential, or is it going to be a challenge for both you and I?
No, I think you'll be fine. Yeah,
you're fine. Yeah, you've definitely already got a natural ability there, so yes, you're completely fine.
You may not say that next week.
No, you'll be fine.
apparently you'll be fine.
Oh, I feel like there's a bit of pressure now.
Eileen Spracklin, dance teacher, Gemma Fulbrook as well. You also heard from Wildmar's events fundraiser, Katie Slade. And you can find more about Charlotte's efforts on her Just Giving page, justgiving.com/strictlycharlotte. I admire the fact that you took the microphone along and recorded something for us, and we'll hear more over the course of the next few weeks. But where's the video footage?
Well, see, Steve, I am saving that for this week.